Random House Audio presents The Gift by Danielle Steele. Read for you by Ron McLarty.
Annie Whitaker loved everything about Christmas. She loved the weather and the trees, brightly lit on everyone's front lawn, and the Santas outlined in lights on the roofs of people's houses. She loved the carols and waiting for Santa Claus to come, going skating and drinking hot chocolate afterwards, and stringing popcorn with her mother and sitting wide-eyed afterwards looking at how beautiful their Christmas tree was, all lit up. Her mother just let her sit there in the glow of it, her five-year-old face filled with wonder. Elizabeth Whitaker was 41 when Annie was born, and she came as a surprise to them. Elizabeth had long since given up the dream of having another baby. They had tried for years before. Tommy was 10 by then, and they had finally made their peace with having only one child. Tommy was a great kid, and Liz and John had always felt lucky. He played football and baseball with the Little League, and he was the star of the ice hockey team every winter. He was a good boy, and he did everything he was supposed to do. He did well in school, was loving to them, and still there was enough mischief in him to reassure them that he was normal. He was by no means the perfect child, but he was a good boy. He had blonde hair like Liz and sharp blue eyes like his father. He had a good sense of humor and a fine mind, and after the initial shock, he seemed to adjust to the idea of having a baby sister. And for the past 5.5 years since she'd been born, he thought the sun rose and set on Annie. She was a wispy little thing with a big grin and a giggle that rang out in the house every time she and Tommy were together. She waited anxiously for him to come home from school every day.